Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Oh.
and welcome to the Praise Party on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am Wanda Adams, and for the next hour, I'm your radio host. And you were just listening to a dynamic woman of God, independent artist, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and that was her current single, Fault. If you like what you heard, email us and let us know what you thought at marketingministry@live.com. And also, you can visit her website, which is www.TanyaDallasLewis.com. Make sure you pick up a copy of her latest project. Thank you for joining us. And first and foremost, we want to give honor to God and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it is He and He alone that allows us to do what we do. And we're so thankful unto Him for being Lord and Savior of our lives. Today we have a phenomenal show in store for you with our special guest, Michelle Bonilla. You know, you can't have a praise party without her, and she's going to be joining us shortly to help us get this party started. We're going to take another music break, and we're going to play for you Faith by Princess Roche. So enjoy. Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and this is our praise party where we are celebrating the music of independent artists. You were just listening to Faith by Princess Roche. She's an awesome artist. Make sure you pick up her latest CD called Personal. It's available online and at www.princessroche.com. Today's show is all about lifting up the name of Jesus. You know, we are just so thankful for what God has done in our lives because it is in Him that we move and breathe and have our very being. And most of the music that you hear on Marketing Ministry Radio Show, almost 98.999, is all the music from independent artists. And, you know, it's so hard if you're an artist to get your music played on radio. So Marketing Ministry just wants to provide that platform so that you can launch your vision and that your music can be heard. We have a few announcements for you. If you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, New Mercies Christian Church invites you to join their 2010 Crown Jewels Women's Conference. That's going to be June 11th through June 13th, 2010, at 4005 Forks Trickham Road in Lilburn, Georgia. For additional information, you can visit their website, which is newmerciescristiancenter.org. Let me give you that website address again. That's newmerciescc.org. Their guest speaker on June the 11th will be the Honorable Judge Penny Brown Reynolds. You know her from the Judge Penny Show, so you want to come out and support them. It will truly bless you. Also, if you're in the Maryland area, Brother Life Ministries presents Worship and Praise Concert, and that's going to be on June the 4th, Friday night, 2010 at 7 p.m. You can get additional information at Breath of Life Ministries Christian at Breath of Life Ministries Christian Fellowship Center at 13992 Baltimore Avenue, Suite 300 in Laurel, Maryland. Zip code is 20707. Check them out at www.bofmcf.org. Well, we thank you for tuning in with us, and we're going to listen to some more music. So I'm going to play another song for you. Check it out.
Turn me up a little bit. Yeah, right there. Listen, the next time you're driving in your car or you're coming out your house and somebody will get you crazy, point to the sky and tell them this. How I got this and that and the other. But there is no logical explanation for all these things. All of these good things happen about you. No one that you know. Coincidence. You do it on your own. But your favorite lasts for a lifetime. And this is my life and my time. And I'm receiving what is mine. He ain't finished. Oh, this in mind. When anybody's hating on you because of the favor of the Lord on your life, I want you to stand up straight, point your finger to the sky, and say with authority, come on!
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am Wanda Adams, and today we're having a praise party. We are celebrating the best in Christian and gospel music by some phenomenal independent artists. And I have a special treat in store for you today. As we're celebrating independent artists, I have on the line, and I'm going to bring in an awesome woman, an awesome independent artist by the name of Taleen. She's phenomenal, and we're going to chat with her for a moment. Taleen, are you there?
Yes, I am, Miss Wanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we thank you for hanging out with us.
Absolutely. You would catch me when I'm recovering. I have lost my voice. I had no voice at all yesterday. So this is a major accomplishment that I'm able to even say hello to you right now.
Well, we praise God because we know God is faithful, and he does not do anything by coincidence or accident, and he will prepare you for whatever he has in store for you.
I know that's right. Well, I'm just so grateful to know you, and you're such a tremendous blessing, not just to myself, but so many other people in the gospel community. And so I just applaud what it is that you're doing here on your show and look forward to hearing Michelle's interview today.
Yeah, we're waiting on her to call in right now. And so, and we're excited about what is God's doing in her ministry and in her latest project. And so once she calls in, we're going to chat with her about that. But God is doing some amazing things in your ministry, and I know that your latest CD, Don't Turn Your Back on God, is making a little noise.
Yeah, I'm so grateful anytime that someone, you know, says anything about the project that my husband and myself and my mother have worked so diligently in completing. I'm telling you, people don't really understand all that it takes sometimes to get a project completed. The warfare, when you're you're doing anything for the Lord, it's you're going to, have some opposition, but I bless the Lord that we were able to complete it, and it's blessing people, and that was the whole purpose behind it.
Amen. And I think sometimes people don't understand the struggles that you go through as an independent artist. It's not always easy.
Exactly. It's not. And that's why anytime I, have independent artists on my show, Divine Lifestyle, I applaud them, because it really does take a lot to complete them. So when I see artists that have like 4 and 5 projects, I'm like, man, you on a roll.
I know. In your opinion, what are some of the things that an independent artist overlooks when they're trying to get their project out there?
There's several things that I think they overlook. One of the biggest ones, I will say this, is they feel like, hey, I've completed it, it's done, and amen, but there's so much more that happens after the completion of the project that they don't really understand, and that's the marketing side. And that's why, anytime I'm talking to an artist, someone who really, really has great potential, I always try to refer them to a marketing rep that can really push them and really get the message out there. Because, you can get it done, and even in completing it, one of the other things that I notice with a lot of artists is that the mixing and the mastering is really not up to par. It's not radio quality. It's not, and which is so important because you want to be able to be just as competitive with the signed artist so that people won't look at that and say, oh, well, it's just another independent artist. And also packaging. Packaging is so important. Presentation is so important. And putting all those pieces together along with, the rest of your marketing presentation, your website, your business cards, all of those things play a major role in your presentation to not just people who are interested in playing or featuring your music, but also the average listener. They're listening for that same quality. And so those are the three things that I think are really key and important that oftentimes, you know, most artists don't realize that. And they say, oh, my goodness, you know, I finished it, you know, and then they're doing duplications and replications on their computer. And, you know, the quality of the pictures are real fuzzy. And, you know, I mean, no, you just want to present God's best and do things in excellence as much as possible.
Absolutely. You know, presentation means everything. And sometimes you only get one shot out the gate.
Yep.
And how you present yourself is how people are going to perceive you.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, Miss Wanda, is that too, people don't realize that after all of that's completed and you actually go out to minister all that hard work that you did, your then personal imaging is important. Now, I'm not saying that you need to have plastic surgery, and I'm not going, no, don't take it to the extreme, but I'm saying your personal presentation is important. You don't want people to look at the CD and say, oh, is that you? You know, your personal upkeep is not looking up to par. Once again, we're back to presenting the very best to God first, and then to the people of God or people who you're trying to pull in to the body of Christ. You want to put your best foot forward, in other words.
Absolutely. Well, Talene, we're going to set the atmosphere for our special guest. I want you to hang in on the line. You know, we have an awesome woman of God coming up. You can't have a praise party. Come on and raise your hands with me now.
I know that's right.
You can't have a praise party without this woman. Her name is Michelle Bonilla. She's an awesome woman of God. Her latest album titled In Spite of Me is making the Christian music industry take notice. She has an awesome testimony. She's on fire for the kingdom. So we're going to set the atmosphere for her, and we're going to bring her on momentarily. So, Talene, stay on the line with us, and we're going to set the atmosphere for Michelle Bonilla.
your heart, girl. Thank you for letting us know how you feel. Inspire me.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and this is our praise party. We were just listening to Michelle Bonilla, the title track from her latest album, In Spite of Me. And with no further ado, we're going to bring her on the line. Hi, Michelle. Well, I guess she has dropped off. Talene, are you still there?
Here.
We were just listening to Michelle. I guess she dropped the call, but she'll call back shortly. What did you think of that song, Michelle?
I love the song. It has a nice beat, nice flow to it. I like Michelle's music. I've listened to her first project, and I know she made quite a bit of noise with that. So I'm praying much success for her as well with this second project. In spite of, I think this is great. She's off to a great start.
Oh, absolutely. I love her music. One of my favorite cuts on her CD is I Love You, and we're going to play that a little bit later on in the show, but I think that she is just a phenomenal artist. Now, before we took that music break, we were discussing what independent artists need to do to get their music out there. We were talking about presentation. Another area I think that is key to lean is budget. You know, sometimes we we're going to do the product and once we get it done, you know, we're ready to go. But that's not true.
No, it's not. I think, you know, you have to be realistic from the very beginning, realizing what it's going to take to get your project out there. Definitely you want to talk to people like Ms. Wanda Adams for Marketing Ministries, and there are a few others maybe that I know are reputable and have integrity, which are so important.
Absolutely.
In this business, you find all different types of people, and just because, you know, unfortunately we're in the Christian community does not mean that everyone operates in the spirit of integrity. However, I think, you know, Ms. Wanda, that people have to understand that your budget for recording and there should be a budget for marketing and promoting your project are two different budgets.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes I feel personally, and this is just from personal experience, I feel that your marketing budget needs to be more than your recording budget. And the reason why I say that is because you spend more time afterwards. Marketing, you may spend a year, 2 years, you know, span in marketing that one project, and then, hey, you need to be working on the new one simultaneously. So it's a thing of taking and managing your funds properly so that you can put everything into perspective so that your project will become successful in the way God would have really intended it for it to be. I know for myself, you know, that was one of the mistakes that we made. Nobody told us, hey, you need to have a marketing budget, until after we finished. And by that time, we were almost out of money, Miss Wanda.
Oh, I know. You know, I spend so much time. I think one of the main focus here at Marketing Ministries, for those who don't know, you know, Marketing Ministries is also a marketing company, and we do help independent artists and debut authors in launching their visions and getting their project out there. You know, we don't do anything else. You know, that's the vision that God has given me. You know, I don't do A-listers. You know, I've worked with a few. But I try to provide a platform for those that have a kingdom agenda. And I spend a lot of time, Talene, as you know, trying to educate them. The easy part of it is to complete the project. No, that's the easy part. The work begins once the project is completed.
Right.
because you do have to have a publicist, a radio servicing person. You have to have somebody to market, and you have to have a budget to sustain you through the lifetime of the project.
That's right.
And so, you know, we have to build up on a solid foundation. That's why we celebrate independent artists, and that's why we're having our praise party today and featuring some of the most phenomenal artists, independent artists that are out there. Because when you take a look over the past year, in 2009, it was really the year of the independent artists. When you look at it, independent artists had sold more music than some of the A-listers, but they just did not follow the proper procedures to get the notoriety that they deserve.
I find, too, though, Miss Wanda, that people are, and you know me, I'm just make it plain, people are very hard-headed, they're very stubborn, and they have this I-know-it-all spirit. And I think, you know, a lot of the independent artists need to realize that the spirit of humility is so important and that you should remain teachable, you know, and always be in a posture of receiving, you know, correction or training or instruction so that you can go to the next level in, you know, what God is calling you to. And oftentimes I think, you know, people just, they just don't want to listen, and then they find themselves in a place where, you know, their project's not really being pushed, it's not going anywhere, and they get, begin to get upset or angry with the industry. But it sometimes it's not the industry. Sometimes it's you.
Absolutely. And I think we have a caller on the line, Tony, that has a question, and we're going to bring that caller on. It's from area code 301. State your name and your question. Hello, is there a caller?
They must have been listening.
Well, they have their hand up, so we're going to continue on with our conversation. You're so right, Talene. You know, sometimes, you know, the Word of God is like a mirror, and sometimes it's easy to blame everybody else, and you want to blame the industry. But, you know, when you're doing anything, you got to first look at yourself.
It's true.
And when you look at yourself, you know, because we can't change anybody else. We have to look at ourselves first. And when you look at yourself, you can kind of see the direction that God wants you to go. And, you know, yes, of course, you know, they said the standard is that normally you do two or three projects before things start moving for you. But at the end of the day, it's really all in God's timing.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Said he is. And so that's why you have to build the proper foundation. You can have the best CD in the world, but if no one knows who you are.
Yep, that's the key.
You know, it's just not going to happen.
And not only that, Miss Wanda, surrounding yourself with people who are knowledgeable about where you're going and where you're what you're trying to attain, surrounding yourself with the right people is very, very crucial as well. And most people, you know, they want to be an island. They feel like they can do it all on their own. And God just did not intend for it to be that way. And so, or they find themselves in a place where, you know, they get hoodwinked or bamboozled, you know, they're doing, you know, putting out all this money to people who really aren't people of integrity, that don't really know anything about the business or the industry, do not have any type of connections with anyone who can get things moving and going for you. But most of all, your product has to be good. It's got to be packaged properly, and your whole, you know, a presentation and appearance is important. And then who you're linking up with, you know, it's so important as well. And not to mention, and I will say this, I was talking to an artist yesterday, and she said, oh, thank you so much, Talene, for adopting us. You know, it's like, you know, you just, you know, you really helped us out a lot. And, you know, I was sharing with her, you know, that I really felt that they had a great potential as a group. And, you know, you just want to make sure that you're connected with the right people and, you know, that you give God, you know, praise and glory and remain humble. You have to remain
humble. Don't get the big head, the swollen head. You know, you hear your stuff on the radio and people are calling you now to come and minister. And then, you know, someone comes and approaches you and says, hey, I really, really enjoy the ministry that God has, you know, allowed you to bless us with. And you, you know, have the wrong attitude. You know, attitude and the spirit of humility is so important.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to try this one more time. We have a caller on the line, and we're going to see if we can bring them in. So, caller, are you there from 301 area code?
Yes. Good afternoon. How you doing, Ms. Wanda Adams?
Hey, Mr. Harris.
That voice sounds familiar.
Ms. Talene
on our praise party.
Hi, Talene.
Hello there, Mr. Harris. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just sitting back enjoying the show. I called in a few minutes ago. Ms. Wanda Adams didn't punch me up right, but that's okay. It's all a party.
I did punch you up right, but that's okay. We thank God that you decided to hang out with us, and you can add in your expertise, because for those of you who don't know, Mr. Harris is the man when it begins
to come
to
me. I was listening. No, Talene had it all down. I just called to just congratulate her because she's got, you know, she had it all down. And for anybody that was listening, you know, they got some very good information.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Harris. That means a lot coming from you. I give God glory for that.
But we know, Mr. Harris, you are the man when it comes to music and radio strategies and techniques, and we've had you on once before to empower our listeners to what they need to do to get radio play. And as we were just talking about, you know, sometimes the independent artists do not do what they need to do to get their music out there. You want to chime in on that one for us?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it's not so much to beat up on the artists or to complain that they do not know all that they need to do. For some reason, I know that in this information journey that I've been on, the Lord has been, you know, he's been having me toss and turn, because I come to realize, even though I am an internet radio operator, have been for 7 years, I've come to realize that an artist has to strike a balance. They have to strike a balance. Internet radio cannot do it for the artist alone. They need commercial radio, they need college radio, and they need internet radio. And part of my frustration that sits in is that artists may get on stations like Spherical One and others, and they feel that that's it. That's all they need to do. And I know you guys were talking about marketing budgets and promotional budgets and all of that earlier on, and you're absolutely right. They need that. But see, what happens is once they get that project finished and they get the quality project out there, radio services will come along and become a budget buster.
All right.
And that's the truth. A budget buster. In other words, an artist can set aside some money, but by the time they get servicing for radio started, they go through thousands of dollars, and that can bust the budget right there, and they get no airplay.
What's a realistic budget, do you think, Mr. Harris, in your opinion, and you know the fact that you've been out there and you've been doing this for a while and really trying to help independent artists, what is a realistic budget for radio service?
For radio promotions, I've seen it change. See, I've seen it change. A lot of services have come in like $3,600 for 3 months, or $4,000 for three or four months of service, and then they tell you to expect at least 6 or 7 months before you even get on radio.
Wow.
So you're talking $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. But there have been people who have knocked on my door, come in and sit down and talk to me, who are already in the hole for $12,000 and $13,000, and they're not on one station. So I think since the dynamics are changing, and since it is the year of the independent, artist, I think that you can take a team, deliver your music electronically,
mm-hmm.
break that team up to follow up on radio calls and all this other stuff, because a servicer is only finding out the tracking days of the station. They're making personal phone calls, and they're sending out emails, and that's all they do.
Mm.
And I think that realistically, you can cut that money in half if you got at least a portion of a team working with you, and that you seek out your own radio services. So I'm going to say you can cut it in half. I think you can do it. It's my opinion. I think you can do it for maybe $4,000 or $5,000 and get some airplay.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Or less.
Now,
that's what I think. And that's not inclusive of the marketing piece. Okay, that's just radio promotion. Because, see, you can deliver music electronically now through services. And so if you're going to have, you're going to need some singles printed up and some one sheets and all of that stuff done. So all of that can be inclusive in that same cost. And I think that if you use the right strategy, you can do what you need to do. I mean,
now,
I know a group, I'm not going to call their name, but I know a group that just released a track 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on four stations, and they spent no money on service.
Wow. So do you, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ms. Lyman.
That's okay. I wanted to get Mr. Harris to answer this question. Give our listeners a few things that they can do on their own to get themselves some radio play.
Well, the first thing that they can do is to make sure that their music is in the monitor system. You know, put your music in where it can be tracked, because third-party verification is the key to all of this. Because you won't even know if your music is being played unless you can verify it.
Right.
So somebody will have access to the, you know, like the monitor system, the BDS, Media Guide, and Media Base. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing you can do is go to those websites. They have an Excel spreadsheet or a Media Guide with 2,400 stations that you can download and that are tracked by Media Guide. On BDS, they have the same thing. You have the college stations, you have the commercial stations, and they have stations over in Africa. You can download all of that information. So put yourself in the monitoring system, download the list of stations, go online and find out where these stations are, who the programming directors are, who the music directors are. Forget about the DJs. Even though you want to have a relationship with DJs, most of them do not make the decision about the music that's being played.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some
that's
of the things that you can do right away.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that list, you could have your little team divided up, and not just to call the radio and say, play Talene. You don't want to just call a station and say, hey, can you play Talene? Because after a while, they know what you're doing.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you want to find out their tracking day when they do music calls. Call them and say, hey, we sent you the single by Talene. Want to know what you thought of, what you think of it? You think we can get some airplay, get some spin? And they'll tell you whether or not they listen to it and what they think about it. If they don't like it, then you go to the next one. But that's it.
Absolutely.
Do you think artists sometimes submit to stations that may not even play their genre of music, and that's just a waste of time?
Yes, they do. And there's a lot of other myths. I call them myths because they have hung around the gospel Christian industry for so long that they need to be dispelled. There are stations like Urban R&B who have gospel formats on the weekend that would love to have your music, because they don't get serviced by the regular artists that much, because they're not 24 hours, 7 days a week gospel stations. Follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So an artist sent out an email with their track attached to an urban R&B station last week. The person responded, "I like the song. We're going to add it Sunday." Sunday they played it. Because during the week they have Usher, Lil Wayne, they have all these other artists. They don't have gospel music.
Right.
But if you concentrate on the same collection of stations that everybody else is concentrating on, those 48 or whatever, you're going to have a hard time getting through.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would suggest. I know it sounds kind of, you know, out of the box and it's not the normal thing, but it works.
No, I mean, I think that's great because it is. I think, you know, God is an out-of-box kind of God, and sometimes we want to stick to the norm. The 48 stations, they're getting so many music, you know, people submitting. There's no way in the world they can add everyone. How many do they add a week?
Well, they don't hardly none because they tell you that if you're not in the top 20, they can't play you. Now, don't that seem kind of strange? If you're not in the top 20... Now, it's 48 gospel stations reporting to the BDS, and they say, if you're not in the top 20, we can't play you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you going to get in the top 20 if 48 stations are playing all the other people?
Wow.
So you got to go after college stations and others. You know who make the decision about music played on college stations? Students. If they like the song, they will play you.
Cool.
And that's the truth. And I didn't mean to take up all your time, Ms. Wanda. I just get so passionate because you can do this thing. You just got to get out of this cycle. And, you know, and people are being, like Talene, people are being taken advantage of. I'm telling you, it's so much money. Out of all of the artists that I know and out of all of the money that they spent, they could have helped me pay my house off as bad as I need some money. But I'm just saying, they done paid a lot of money. There's some people really in the hole, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not on not one station. And they're mad. And some of them have even said, "I'm through with gospel." Now, can you imagine that? That's just like saying, "I'm through with Jesus."
Yes, very discouraging at times, so I can understand their frustration. I would like to see, you know, there really be some turnaround in the industry, that they're not playing the same 10 folks and that they are offering, you know, others who have something to offer as well as far as music is concerned. So I'm praying for the change. I'm praying for the person that's going to come and blaze that trail as well.
I'm trying hard, but I catch so much. I can't even tell you what my pastor's sermon was last Sunday, but I catch so much of it.
You can say it. You can say it. Go ahead and say it, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, my pastor said, you know, I go to Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church in Washington, D.C., and the title of the sermon last Sunday was Hell No.
Look, I know that's right.
And that's what we're catching out here in this gospel industry. It's sad, but it's true. You know, they don't want you to come down to the Guild panels and talk about the truth because they know it's on lockdown.
Yeah, it's a racket, and I'm looking for some changes. Maybe we need to create a whole nother something.
Yeah, well, there is some change on the horizon, and Wanda will tell you, and you've seen Talene. You know, we've had the webinars and stuff. We're trying to educate people to go in a different route because the status quo will not get it done. It just won't get it done, and people are discouraged, and I feel their pain because a lot of them, you know, some people have, you say budget, some independent artists, and this is really blow your mind, some independent artists have paid over $150,000, and they still can't get any airplay.
That's crazy.
But see, I see it all the time. And that goes back to laying a proper foundation. You know, sometimes we don't do our homework and our research to find out what's the best avenues for us to go. And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but sometimes we'll go after the big names.
Mm-hmm.
in repping us and doing things for us, and they don't provide results, and then they want to come to the little people and expect a miracle. You want you to walk on water.
Yep.
That's true. You're right, Miss Wanda.
So, you know, I'm going to keep it real. You know, sometimes you get caught up in all the hype, and you don't allow God to direct or order your steps in what you do. And then the main people that are really supporting you, like Mr. Harris and myself, Antoline, you know, you don't want to pass.
It's true.
And the fee, and whatever that cost is so small, it don't even compare.
Right.
Well, what you would normally do, you know, I get people asking me all the time, do you service radio? No, I can be a consultant, but I don't do servicing, but I can tell you exactly what you need to do, because these are regular people. If you know how to deal with people, you can get your music played on the radio. It's simple.
Absolutely. And that's what we try to do here at Marketing Ministry, especially on this show. As I stated earlier, 98.999% of the music that we play are independent artists.
And that's great.
And I play all independents on my show. I don't
play
any,
all independents.
All independents. That's it.
Even when she play love letters.
That's independent too, Miss Harris. What you talking about?
That's my favorite song.
You know, I want to ask you, how important is it to have a video?
I think it's very good. It's important as long as the video matches what the song is. Some people just put out videos and they don't match.
And if they do the video, what should they do with it once they complete it?
Well, they should, you know, they can distribute the video electronically, too. The DMDS service provides video delivery to all video outlets. So you can deliver the video electronically. Most people just put it up on YouTube and GarTube, and they call it a day, or they put it up on Facebook.
Right.
But the video, but you got to be very conscious of the time of the video as well. You know, you got the timing on the video has to be timed just like music on the radio. Because a lot of folks don't want you to go over 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Okay.
Because it gets
and
into a whole
and put together a good quality video.
Yeah, it's got to be a good quality. And, you know, like I said, some people will dance to the music, and that's a video. But doesn't it seem strange that you can take a verse out of the Bible and put a drum beat to it and had a number one song in the country?
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43, well, I don't know the exact verse, but you know what Isaiah says. Put a drum beat to it. It's the number one song in the country. And here you got somebody that labors in the vineyard for years. You go to radio and they say no.
True. It's so true, Mr. Harris. And that's why it's so important, you know, that there be stations like yours and other, you know, internet stations, because I believe
support.
That everything is moving. Yeah, that will support you. Absolutely.
I'm going to go to Jonah and take the verse out of Jonah. Jonah, arise and go to Nineveh and put me a drum beat to it and see if I can get a number one record.
You
probably
will.
Sit up under the tree.
Huh?
Don't sit up under the tree and get mad.
And see if I can get me a number one record. Everybody else doing it.
That's funny.
But I know I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying that it's just this whole thing is just seemed to be out of whack. And we're gonna fix it though. I will promise you, as long as I have anything to do with it, I will concentrate on fixing it. And I didn't get on here for people to bash independent artists or whatever and say what they ain't doing. But what I will say is concentrate on your strategy, and we can turn this around.
The ultimate saying, if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
That is correct.
So you have to have a plan in place and surround yourself with the people that can help you with the plan so that you can accomplish, you know, what it is that you're trying to do.
And be a listener. Be able to listen. And take. And I'm not saying that we know everything. Just take the advice. And if it fits, if it will work for you, then use it. But if not, then...
What do they have to lose at this point? Most of them have tried everything else. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like okay, you done everything else out in the world. Now you want to try Jesus. Well, come on, try Jesus. It's almost like that. You know, we need to try this. If it works for you, then, you know, that's a blessing. And you pass that information along to someone else, and don't be selfish and stingy, you know.
Just don't. And I don't want to cut off your time, Wanda, but every artist that's listening to your show today, I want you to think about something. When a radio station comes to you this summer and asks you to play for free in the 100-degree heat outside, and then on Monday they won't play you, don't do it.
Well, Mr. Harris and Talene, we got to come to a close. I thank Talene for co-hosting with me. I thank you, Mr. Harris, for co-hosting with me, because we are marketing ministries, and that is exactly what we're doing. We're marketing ministries. And so I hope that you enjoyed today's show. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I want you to tune in next week, where our special guest will be Joan Jackson. She was the author of the playbook. I want you to remember to allow God to order your steps. Don't be fearful to cast your vision. Don't be fearful to step out on faith, because once you make one step, God will do the rest. Again, I'm Wanda Adams. I am your host of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. We thank you for tuning in today and being a part of our praise party. Make sure you tune in next week, same time. And again, be all that you can be in Christ Jesus.